Like, okay, we're going to go below 30 again. Sure. Just a number. Just a number. And we'll see with this economy and the Biden elect team coming in to run the finances of this country doesn't really give me a lot of peace of mind. But the Trump team really didn't give me peace of mind. The Obama team didn't. The Bush team didn't. Yeah, when it comes to the finances of this country, it's just like, yeah, it's the money tree. Money doesn't mean anything. Stealing from future generations doesn't mean anything. Goodness.
I wonder how much we've stolen from ourselves.
I know. First hour in the can. First hour news and views from 9 till noon. Again, sponsor of this, the first hour news and views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today at 279-6036. Or go online to danblackstudios.net. Transfer old videotapes, film reels, or video production from the ground up. They've got you covered. You can also check out Dan Black Studios on Facebook. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The drug company Moderna applies for emergency use approval of its coronavirus vaccine today. CEO Stéphane Bancel predicts Americans at high risk and frontline workers will have vaccines available during the first quarter of next year.
Second quarter, every American who's older than 18 years of age should be able to get vaccinated.
He was on Fox Business Network. President-elect Biden has hairline fractures in his right foot.
The injury discovered in a CT scan will likely require him to wear a boot for several weeks. Biden suffered the injury on Saturday and visited an orthopedist yesterday. The president-elect will receive the presidential daily briefing today for the first time since the presidential election. He'll then meet with transition advisors.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president-elect and Vice President-elect Harris have announced an inaugural committee to organize events around their swearing-in January 20th. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Talk about a change of wardrobe and a change of reality. Today, windy, sharply colder, Arctic air moving in. No traditional high today. Temperatures fall all day, down to 42 by, let's say, sunset. Upper 20s overnight tonight. The first widespread freeze of the season. Tomorrow will be a cold December day with high temperatures only in the 40s. Coldest night will be Tuesday night. I think we'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. And then back to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
I'm how you doing?
I'm all right. Did you see any story about the Board of Education, Jack?
I heard something yesterday.
What did you hear?
I can't remember. Something about two people. What are you getting at?
I know somebody called and asked me about it, and I'm actually not all that on top of it or aware of it. I did see that 5,000 students in Alabama hadn't shown up for any sort of class, which I was, it was written up like, oh no! I kind of chuckled when I saw that.
No kind of class, online or in person.
Right. It's almost like parents are taking charge of things.
Or not.
Maybe. Who knows?
But I think what Jack might be referring to, I did see where there's two persons that are employed with the school district were murdered.
Oh, good God. I saw one the other day.
There was another one. And I don't think they're related or even related to the school, but one was a Goodwin Junior High School, I believe, teacher.
When I did see before the holidays, Chief Ernest Finley, our chief of police, did a press conference, mm-hmm. right? And was essentially addressing the homicide rate this year. I mean, we're at 57, 58, something yep. like that. Essentially call it 60. And he's saying, essentially, we're going to find you and put your ass in jail. I think he put it in those terms, actually. So we'll see. But, part of this is the pandemic. When you destroy small business and opportunity and all these different things, you just kind of upend society, you get more of this behavior. But this is higher than, homicide rate than I can remember here in Montgomery. Maybe back in 2014, something like that, we had a really high rate. And as I mentioned last week, some of these you look at it and you go, okay, so-and-so had a beef with so-and-so. They knew each other. It was something went wrong, or it's a domestic violence dispute. None of these things should happen, but in terms of prevention, I mean, what are you really going to do? But when people are being shot in the middle of the day, which we've had a few of those here recently.
This morning.
This morning we had one?
Yeah, on Coliseum Boulevard.
Good God. That's where everybody's going to start noticing. It's not just a drug deal gone wrong or a bad home life. When people are in broad daylight shooting at one another, you're going to raise all sorts of hell with that. And that's...
Well, I hate to say it, but Ann Street. I mean, someone gets shot on Ann Street at least once a week.
Well, there was a stabbing not too long ago at one of those gas stations.
Yeah.
I just pretend like those gas stations don't exist.
And it's strange because you go right on the other side of the interstate, and I don't see they have those kind of problems.
Right.
I don't know if it's just because all those businesses are just right there together, so there's so many people congregating that, you know, it's just a matter of odds.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's poplar, cherry, walnut, plum. There's so many vacant houses back there. Mm-hmm. And then there's that no-tell motel that's there at Ann Street, the interstate, that you rent by the month or the week. And you ought to see the characters coming in and out of that place.
Right.
So that's what's going on in Montgomery. And then a federal court threw out our panhandling statute or something like that.
Well, that was a dumb
Found line. Out it was unconstitutional.
Yeah. Joey and I were talking about that. I think we were off air. We were talking about
it. Yeah, on Wednesday. Yeah.
And it is ridiculous that they've allowed panhandling, but the law that they were trying to produce was doomed for failure from the get-go. It's almost a... It was just a facade. There was no way.
Right, because they didn't build off of, like, loitering or something like that.
No.
What they did was essentially try to, if Jack Campbell wants to hand somebody a 20 out of his car, they're coming after Jack Campbell. And that's where it was like...
That was the stupidest thing.
Exactly. It was set for failure from the get-go.
Yeah.
So when you look at our leaders and say, oh, they're passing great laws, no, they're not.
No, they're not. A bunch of idiots.
Well, and that was right as Todd Strange was leaving and Mayor Reed was coming in and... Yeah, so I wonder who the hell wrote that thing. Because, you know, there are ways I think you can humanely deal with those who are homeless. But trying to criminalize people giving people money is, that's just absurd. It really is absurd. You think land of the free, yeah. So much of what happens these days doesn't feel like the land of the free. 272-9228, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call today at 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. I don't want this gentleman to hold too long. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm pretty good. This kind of go over what's going to come in the paper. Two teachers are, I ain't going to say, they call them administrators, have passed, and they're going to try to lay it at the feet of COVID. And that's where it's headed. And also, not only them two administrators, but also a janitor has passed away with the county school system. These have what no murders and nothing. These three people have died, and they hadn't said yet why. And they're going to go the COVID route, I think, to try to keep the kids out of school. Which, I don't understand why we can't figure this online stuff out. I mean, it's the future, regardless. I mean, it's here, it's on top of us. And, like, Calipoosa County, take Dable School, for example. They've been doing this on, like, when they had them tests, when they do ASATs, whatever, the whole school goes home with their, been doing it way before COVID, goes home with their Chromebooks, and they do school for 3 days. There's no lunches took, there's no bells rung. I mean, and like they've been doing it just out of the need to help other students, you know, looking out for other kids, make sure they have a straight thinking mind, nothing interfering with them. And my daughter don't even need no help. I mean, I love doing it with her because they changing history right in front of us, Joy. I mean, right there on Google. Right there on the Chromebook, they changing what happened in one of the mining camps. I mean, and it's not even the same. But there's nothing we can do about it. But not to get off. I just didn't want to go off to saying people got murdered, and they're going to try to shut the school back down. I think is what's coming. You know what I mean? They just building their little case. And
well, Randall, and on WSFA, they reported on November 20th that a man was killed in Montgomery this week. Was a teacher of Goodwin Middle School. He was shot.
Right. That was a week. Yeah, whenever it was.
Right.
And he was well, Mr. Owen, and well loved. But this happened over the weekend. These others passing since the Thanksgiving has been let out.
Okay.
And the thing I was gonna bring up. Hey, come on. Jack, I just went blank. I was just thinking about you. I was gonna bring something and I forgot. But anyway, I just want to kind of throw that out there, and just so it don't get too misinformation. I mean, I think they're holding a lot of the information back so they find out about the COVID deal yet. And this is coming from Miss Lisa Keith's mouth now. I mean, this ain't nothing that I just thought about it thin air. It just came straight from her.
Well, Randall, what do you think is holding Montgomery City Schools from going to do that? To go completely wireless?
I think the biggest thing is that the dumbing down of America is here, and it's right in front of us. And like take the one in Dayville. I mean, that school system, they need to picture every one of them. Even one over here in Billingsley, these little country schools, they all need to look at the Dayville. I'm tell you, Eddie, they got, you know what about the lake. They got $1 million-a-month kids going to school with $700 a month kids. There's never no trouble. Mm-hmm. No, none of that out of the way trouble. They don't have no need for no private schools over there. They got one way over there in Lee County. You know what I mean? And there's no private school needs. And you would think the lake being there, all that money, they would have private school, but they don't need it because that school is ran on rails, brother. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a whole bunch of money, but y'all just need to look up the principle and the vice principle. They're different. They run things different. You can't say that they take sides of nobody, and what they say go. But he does not want to shut the school, even though his school is capable of going home and all of them learning, and they really getting good grades by doing it at home. He don't want to shut the school down. He wants them there, and they done had their bout with COVID. It's done run through the school. They done had to, you know, shut some stuff down, send some people home, but he wants to really, you know, he's on a different modem. He can let them go home and study because he got his kids prepared. It's preparedness, and I think everybody wants to go home and forget about, you know, their work day, including teachers. They put up so much, but why can't they be at a community center, you know, meet with kids afterwards and, you know, take 10, you know, 5 or 10.
Well, and as far as the virus itself affecting children, thank God it is not a big issue for children. And when you look at other schools around the nation, they've come up with effective protocols to where teachers and staff who may be vulnerable are protected. And so if this is an issue at MPS, again, this is not on the top of my list personally because I don't have a kid in the system. I don't even have a kid. But it is an issue. It's part of the community. And if they're looking to shut down the schools again, I wonder if it's just because of outbreaks or if there's other things at play.
There we go.
I think those things, because they want to pin this on kids going back to school or, you know, and not staying at home. You know, that's what they're going to try to pin this on. But one of the teachers' Facebook pages, it shows her at the beach. You know what I mean? When they were supposed to be on lockdown. And so you can't say it came from a kid. You can't blame it on MPS for going back to school. Some of them, I guess, are really trying. I mean, because these kids, if they're not set up to learn at home, you don't have no choice but to, you know, to go to school. You know, you got to want to help some way. But I just, man, it's really a joy. I know you don't have kids there, but, man, Montgomery, I mean, the school system, what brings in jobs, the school,
yes.
You know what I mean, the school system.
Yes.
I think Hyundai, without Hyundai and without it being a state capital, I mean, you know what I mean, you'd be looking at another Selma already. I mean, no doubt. I mean, it'd just be a town that they would tell you, like in Pepsi-Cola tells their drivers, you don't even stop in Selma. You don't take breaks in Selma. There's no truck. Like these big trucking companies, their list tells them, no, if you stop in Selma for any kind of break, you're responsible for that load. If anything goes missing, that's sad, man.
It is.
That's very sad.
Well, Randall, I appreciate the call, man. Got to run.
See
you, Randall.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good Monday, gentlemen. Good winter Monday.
Hey, man.
Indeed.
Gosh, and that rain yesterday, what it rained 6 inches, it must have.
I didn't leave the house.
God, it was just damn brutal.
It would take 6 inches of rain for you not to leave the house.
Oh, usually I go and do errands on Sunday, but I kept to myself.
I would like to bring up a couple of things that you were mentioning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about who do you loathe the worst, the Democrats or the press. Number one on my list is the Justice Department. This is how this whole mess started, and if Jeff Sessions and following through the Bill Barr had done their job, we wouldn't be in the position we're at. So, and I'm going to ask Dan about this later. What the hell is it that all that everybody in Washington, D.C. is so scared of, to where Comey and all these people pretty much had the country by the you-know-what for 4 years?
That's a good question, and it's not real clear to me either, other than I think some of these folks who go up there claiming, oh, we're going to knock heads together and figure this out, well, they don't know what they're getting into.
Right.
I'm not sure what if they have anything on anybody, but it seems clear to me, especially in the case of Comey and McCabe, how much they trumped this thing up, pun intended, in order to take out an incoming president. And Durham hasn't closed up shop, but, you know, we're running out of time here, Mr. U.S.
Well,
Attorney.
The buck stops at Jeff Sessions. I know I'm backing up a long way, but it started there. And his lack of... And he has still not explained why he recused himself. Has he, guys?
No, he explained it in a Senate committee hearing.
But what was actually wrong that he had to recuse himself for?
Ahead,
because of Department of Justice rules, which he never cited.
Like I said, Jeff Sessions has never given us a decent excuse for what went on. And after the president was exonerated, he had not a damn thing to say about how the president has been exonerated and proven to be innocent and everything. Jeff Sessions didn't hardly say a damn word about it, fellas. And he was right at the beginning, in the middle of it.
Well, and who was the institution, the entity that really forced Jeff Sessions' hand to recuse himself?
The intelligence community.
No, it was the intelligence community working with the press. They ran all these stories about him meeting with Kislyak, and the next day Jeff recused himself.
Now, I agree the press has been a willing participant in all this, but I had to be able to start somewhere for the press to even have something to run.
Well, then we'll agree that it's the press, especially in the last few years, working hand-in-hand with people at the Bureau, people working in the intelligence community. I mean, the fact that you can win Pulitzer Prizes based on anonymous reporting from intelligence sources, my God.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very obvious the difference in presidents. We had a President Trump who didn't have a dumb dog, who got a lot done. Now we got a president that's already got a fractured foot, got to wear a boot, or he might be wearing probably going to be wearing a damn boot to inauguration.
Was he drinking with Kay Ivey when that happened?
I know.
Golly, Moses, guys.
Well, Joe, I want you to meet my dog, Missy.
One news commenter, one news person made the comment, now we're back. Now we're going to be back to boring government. Thank goodness. All I got to say is, roll tide, go Trump. Thank you, guys.
Later, bud. 272-9228. Folks, as part of the program, he's busy today, so he asked me to do the spot myself. Prattville Carpet, Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet.
Hey, I know that guy.
Great guy, great team, great business. It's all in the name, folks. Prattville Carpet, you can get all sorts of carpeting products, but any sort of flooring product. So traditional hardwood, laminate flooring, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile. And that tile can be used for flooring, but also a backsplash in the kitchen or in the bathroom. And really, Prattville Carpet goes the extra mile when it comes to service. They have great products, but the service they offer, for instance, when you call them at 285-8117, anywhere in the state, they will come and see you, a free in-home consultation, bring samples of the flooring you might be interested in buying, do all sorts of measurements to make sure they understand how much flooring you need, what exactly type of flooring that you need, and they can take care of it for you all for free. And then you can have that flooring laid down within a week or so.
Nice.
It really is great, great service there at Prattville Carpet. Again, that number for them, 285-8117, 285-8117. When you call Prattville Carpet at that number, be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Hey there. The teacher that worked at Goodwin.
Yeah.
That
yes,
was
sir.
Built around the corner from me over here was Shay Hudson.
Yeah.
And just terribly disheartened to hear this, that we have seen where instead of when young folks have a beef, they go out after school on the football field or behind the gym and duke it out. Now they just take the pistol and just shoot each other. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I remember Coach Boykin, you know, Raymond Boykin. There, a lot of people in Montgomery knew Raymond Boykin.
He was mean.
Mean as a snake, you say?
Mean as a snake.
Yeah, but fair and good. Jack, you probably had him at Lanier.
He had left Lanier before I got there. And then I think he was at Trinity for a while.
Yeah, I was the recipient of many of the whistling paddle that flew in the air.
You probably deserved it.
Yeah, I did. It had holes drilled in it so that it would sing as it went by.
I think Mr. Patterson had that.
I think that's part of the problem is that we don't have discipline at the home. We don't have discipline in the schools and prayer, of course. And that's what's got us where we're at. It's a cultural, social issue. It's not the teachers. It's not the institution as a whole. And when people say, I wish the governor could do something. I wish the mayor could do something. I wish Congress could do something. It's a whole lot bigger than that. It really does start at home. And, you know, I remember Raymond Boykin as being tough and fair, and I'm the fine individual that I am, partly because of him. I'm saying that facetiously, of course.
Right.
Jimmy Pruitt, if you're listening, that last time we got a paddle, and that was your fault.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we both had to go down there and get paddled together at the same time, and he got us into trouble together.
Mm. Well, that's what you get for hanging out with those friends.
Yep.
Telling you, man.
You hippies.
Jack, how you feeling, brother?
Doing well, thanks. I appreciate you asking.
Did you get a prosthesis that had the red, white, and blue on it?
No, I did not for that.
Okay. Mine, I'm having terrible problems with mine. I'm going to have to go back and get somebody to help me with it. I think termites have moved in. It's that old.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
It's not fiberglass, even. Well, y'all, I just wanted to recognize that this teacher, Shay Hudson, God bless him, his family, and let us, you know, see what we can do about each of us trying to support our teachers. Cromwell Handy, by the way, math teacher at Floyd when I was over there, his son is now down at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. Cromwell Handy. And some of the best teachers that I have, I think, were from Floyd School. And I miss them all. I think highly of them. And we do need to support our teachers. And with that, I'll just get off here because I'm running my mouth.
Thanks, Roger.
One question. When were you at Floyd School?
Oh, Lord, that was in the 60s and 70s, roughly. It's pretty...
I graduated from ninth grade at Floyd in 1970.
You were 10 years ahead of me.
Oh, well, hell. Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad to admit, isn't it?
No. You know, it's just as long as you, you know, don't say that you like 90s music, we're okay.
You know? I do have a question. When, where did you live that you went to Floyd?
You know what? If it had been one street, I would have been at Cloverdale. One street over. I was exactly halfway on Cloverdale Road between Floyd and Cloverdale.
And
I didn't go to Lanier because I couldn't do the stairs. So they had an elevator over at JD, you know.
Okay.
Well, Crawdad, I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the show every day.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Yeah, very sad. The teacher was shot. He was only 46 years old, Mr. Hudson. Man. 272.
Who shot him? As a student? Or?
It's not sure. It's not clear right now from just public reporting. But here, we'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon. Cooper and others after that. If I seem itchy, I want you to know.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with a $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Cooper, call us back. I don't know why you dropped. Again, 272-9228. And again, this hour, News and Views is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Now, did you see over the holidays, Jack, that a judge... Well, I guess it was last Wednesday. He shaved 20 months off of former Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard's state prison sentence.
Yeah, that was the trial judge Jacob Walker, I think, that did that.
That's
he
right.
He went from 48 months to 28 months.
Yeah, Walker ruled that he originally sentenced Hubbard to 4 years for 12 total felonies, but six of those counts were later overturned in the appellate
process. Which they shouldn't have been, but go ahead.
Right. And Hubbard's attorneys, because of that earlier this year, filed a motion to reconsider the sentence. Hubbard's motion cited an Alabama Supreme Court opinion filed in Hubbard's case where Justice Tommy Bryan wrote he was not, quote-unquote, entirely convinced that the 48-month sentence was, quote, the most appropriate form of punishment, end quote.
Tommy Bryan said that? What did he say?
I'm just looking at a report here from Montgomery Advertiser, and that's all they have quoted. State prosecutors opposed the motion, arguing, quote, Hubbard's refusal to admit any guilt or express any remorse makes him wholly unfit to receive any leniency.
That's exactly right. But you know why? Now they can move him from a state prison back to the county prison where his buddy is the sheriff of Lee County.
Okay.
So he can probably go home on weekends. You know, it's just absurd. Yes. They try to make an example out of him, but it just didn't work.
And here's a statement from the Alabama Attorney General, Steve Marshall, good man. Quote, Mr. Hubbard was convicted of the intentional violation of Alabama's ethics laws, the same laws he championed in the legislature, only later to brazenly disregard for his personal enrichment. Even as he sits in state prison as a six-time felon, Mike Hubbard continues to deny any guilt or offer any remorse for his actions in violation of the law, reducing his original four-year sentence sends precisely the wrong message to would-be violators of Alabama's ethics law. So it sounds like Steve Marshall, the state of Alabama's attorney general, is not happy with this.
No, and he shouldn't be, and I'm happy to hear him come out and say that, because everybody else is like they're scared of him,
right,
or something. He's no longer in power. He can't ever run again. So, you know, but I agree. He never ponied up and said, you know, I was wrong.
Right.
He never admitted he was wrong. And you know what? The bastard knew he was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say about it.
Well, 272-9228. Apparently, this holiday weekend that we just had was the busiest since March. So despite all the warnings from authorities about the pandemic and about the Rona, the vid, the Chinese virus, coronavirus,
Kung flu.
Jack! Racism!
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's not just a
blatant racism.
No, that was my favorite thing. To people I knew who leaned a little left, I would send them that clip of Trump saying Kung flu, and I'd be like, if you laugh, you're a bad person. Of course, they all laugh because it's just right. You know, Trump saying those things. What's the deal with that guy? And we'll see if he can actually prevail in court. But I have a feeling if he doesn't, I mean, there are rumors he'll announce his bid for the 2024 election on Biden's inauguration day. So we'll see where this goes. Talk about dueling presidents, essentially. And I can't remember, like, when George H.W. Bush lost, it's like he didn't keep campaigning.
No.
That was the last.
No, he was a wuss, though. I mean, everybody knew that.
1,000 points of light wouldn't be prudent.
Ended up buddying up with Bill Clinton, for God's sake.
Oh, Lord. Was he ever on the Lolita Express, too?
I don't know about all that.
He was. I bet he was smart enough to keep his name off the law.
And by the way, that's a story we didn't get to last week. Ghislaine Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
She is apparently on constant... Her attorneys were complaining that the guards, prison officials, correction officers, kept waking her up every 15 minutes.
Just if she's alive?
Yeah, to make sure she was okay. They don't want another suicide on their watch, so to speak.
Either that or they were harassing her so she wouldn't get any sleep.
Yeah.
And then she would kill herself.
Yeah,
that might be it. That's a good cover story. We were trying to stop her from committing suicide, so we just kept waking her up.
Mm-hmm.
Insomnia is good for the soul. 272-9228. Look who it is. This is how he announced himself to you, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Chaplain John DeVoe Shelby. So many names. Hey, John.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
I'm all
good.
Right.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. Is that Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm hanging in here like a hare in a biscuit, brother.
Hey, hello, Jack.
Hello, John.
Peace and blessings to each of you, and happy holiday season to each of you, and the entire listening audience all over the city and county of Montgomery, Alabama, and the River Region, and Maxwell Gunner Air Force Base in the world.
Well, thank you.
You covered it, John.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, a lot has been said about Representative Evan Holmes. I did get a chance to go and view his body during the public viewing at E.G. Cummings Memorial Funeral Home.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it said that Reverend Holmes was in his 80s. And he was the longest serving member of the Alabama House and the legislature in the history of the state of Alabama. He also was a large real estate owner. He owned his own real estate company, in addition to being a legislator, called Holmes Real Estate. And was possibly one of the largest owners of real estate, I suppose, in the city of Montgomery and, you know, maybe even in the state. While I do know some of his family and have for a long time, I don't know if he had children. Do any of you know?
I don't know.
I don't.
I really don't.
I don't.
Yes, I don't know if he. I don't. If he does have children or did have them, I never knew any of them personally. My brother recently died, and we buried him last Monday. And and then my but there was property that, that me and my siblings owned that we've had since we were born from our great grandparents. And then my father passed, and we inherited his property as well. And my niece brought it to my attention when my brother died that the part of that land that belonged to my late brother now belongs to his 8 children, and they have to be included in all future discussions about it and in all documentation pertaining to it.
Yep.
And so I wonder about, you know, Representative Holmes, I'm not sure who his heir is. Since I don't know if he had children or not.
Twice.
But I do know that he owned a real estate company, that he owned a lot of property.
He did. He did.
Yeah. Well, it could be up in the air, so to speak.
Yes. No, Jack.
Always good, though, to have a will.
It is.
Have a very clear legal documentation of what you want done. And who's going to be, what is it, the executor? Yep. Of your estate, yeah. Good to have that all
no matter
planned
how young
and
you are,
out.
Old you are, if you feel like you own property or not, it's best to have a will. It just makes the people that you've left behind, it makes their life a lot easier.
Including a living will, if you have any medical issues.
By the way, Joey, pull the plug on me, buddy.
On you? Okay, yeah. I'll let thank your wife know.
Oh, she
well, listen, thank you all. And peace and blessings to you again, and happy holiday season to you again as well. My sincere and dear.
To you as well, John, and I'm sorry to hear about your brother, but hope you're carrying on. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, it's one of these times of year where it's, if you're down and out, you're not having a good time, it's been a rough year anyway. The holidays can be rough, especially losing family members. But I've noticed, especially this year, 2020, with everything that's gone on, I've noticed a lot more people opening up about that saying, essentially, this has been the worst year of my life, and it can go into losing family members and loved ones, losing a job. This has been a rough, rough year for so many people. So, you know, we can't know all the names from sitting up here, but you do run across folks, and just make sure to check on those friends, those family members you might not have heard from in a while, folks, because as we round out this year, I'm sure a lot of folks are going to be a little bit lonely as we head into Christmas. But also with Christmas comes a lot of joy, and I'm looking forward to it. That's why I'm thinking about even getting a Charlie Brown tree decorating the house,
Joey.
A little bit. Yeah,
you should get.
Well, you've got a birthday coming up tomorrow.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's true.
How old will you be, Joey?
I'll be 32.
I remember when I was 32. I was doing a 10-year stint in Folsom County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Is that when you met Johnny Cash?
That's when I met him.
Mm-hmm. Those are some crazy concerts.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. You ever, the thing with the soap, ever drop it?
Nope. I made sure I always had soap on a rope.
You know, I thought I was going to be able to go at least until tomorrow without anybody mentioning my birthday on air, but thank you, Jack. Can't keep anything secret.
Juicy Joey's going to be 32.
Whatever, Joey.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, Montgomery. Tis the season to switch to WOW. Super fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. Get more internet speed for a great price. See how you can get a $200 Visa card from WOW. Go online at wowway.com.
Wow. Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Talk about a change of wardrobe and a change of reality. Today, windy, sharply colder, Arctic air moving in. No traditional high today. Temperatures fall all day, down to 42 by, let's say, sunset. Upper 20s overnight tonight. The first widespread freeze of the season. Tomorrow will be a cold December day, with high temperatures only in the 40s. Coldest night will be Tuesday night. I think we'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. And then back to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Where the hell did they find that guy? Grover Norquist is back on Fox Business. He's still alive?
Yeah, man.
Hadn't seen Grover in a while. He's looking good, though. Looks like he's lost some weight.
Lost a little bit of weight.
As those home workouts in the midst of the pandemic are paying off for him.
He wasn't getting ice cream delivered.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You know, stop sharing all my habits.
Just saying. I'm actually very jealous of that one.
I ordered ice cream to my door.
I cannot do that. I can order ice cream to your door, but not to my door. Because I would get, like, different flavors every day. I could really see this would lead to something probably not good.
But this part of the program, in fact, this whole hour, second hour news and views from 9 till noon, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You owe it to yourself to see how much money you could be saving with Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams over there. So grab your mortgage statement and give them a call today. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage? Because, well,
there is a difference in mortgage lenders.
That's right, Jack Campbell. And they can help get you down, way down in terms of rates. Especially, you know, you folks who haven't refinanced in a while and you're sitting in the 4% range or, God forbid, the 5% range. You can save hundreds of dollars a month when you call Kim and the whole team there. Madeline, she's great as well. At Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, 567-4223. And also, if you're dreaming of buying your very own place, you should pick up the phone and call them today. They'll walk you through the whole home buying process. Starts with pre-approval, but all the way to closing day. And so whether you're refinancing, hundreds of dollars a month savings, like I said, skip up to two payments.
Yes.
Especially in the holiday season, that can help a lot. Mm-hmm. Or you're looking to buy your very first home, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Or call them at 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Well, Jack Cooper called us back, so let's go to Cooper. Hey, Cooper.
Morning.
Morning, Cooper.
Joey, did you say you went to Floyd?
No, I did not go to Floyd. I think Jack did.
I did.
Okay, well, I was starting the third grade the day Floyd opened.
Oh,
and
really?
It was a dirt road in front of the school then.
Augusta.
Wasn't even paved.
Yep.
Pardon?
It was called Augusta Street.
You don't remember when it was a dirt road, Jack.
Yeah,
Jack, you don't remember when it was a dirt road.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I do remember that. It was between Cloverdale and Bankhead. I know it was dirt.
Yeah, that was dirt back then. But I was at Bellingraph for first and second. Then they opened Floyd, so I went there for 4 years, and then back to Bellingraph for GDI. But that was before the Southeast Line, the community center, and all that stuff. Mm. It was a good school back then.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, enjoying the show, guys.
Thanks, Cooper.
Hey, thank you, Cooper.
Now, I am a Catholic kid through and through, from preschool all the way to 12th grade.
Couldn't be prouder if you can't hear, so yell a little louder.
Privileged.
Yeah, true. Blessed. Blessed, Eddie.
I like that, Joey. I like that.
When you go to 12 years of Catholic school, you're blessed, not privileged.
Do you feel guilty at random times?
No.
Does Catholic guilt come up every once in a while?
Well, I don't feel guilty for going there.
No, just Catholic guilt. I've always heard that Catholic guilt is very strong.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that it pales in comparison to is Jewish mother guilt.
Oh, my mother's not Jewish, but she can lie.
I'll be
on,
fine.
Mother.
I know you never get to come see me. I'll be fine. Don't worry about
me. You're going to become a comedian? Oh, really? Okay. Oh, you like to play your guitar? All right.
Sure. Don't you have some of that in the family, Jack?
Oh, yeah. My mother was a New York Irish Catholic. Who like to throw guilt around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
Mother's
heavy.
Guilt, very strong. Very strong.
272-9228. Oh, look who it is. Flower Child.
Flower Child.
I would sing happy birthday to you, Joey, but you'd have to shut down the lines after
all. Yeah, you can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's a good time to do that.
That's my
actual
birthday.
Well, it is December 1st tomorrow.
Yes.
Actually, yes. I forgot what the date was. I sent y'all a clip, and I said, listen to the last... go to 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it's General McInerney, and he names who all has committed treason, you know, Schumer, Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
Adam Schiff, you know, blah, blah, blah. Did anybody get to listen to that?
I didn't. Did you email it to me?
I hope I did. It's on YouTube. Okay. I don't know when they're going to take it down.
Yeah, I was going to say they're going to pull it, so you better look at it quick.
Yeah, you better look at it quick. But
And McInerney used to head up, like, some of the special forces operations, right? Thinking like the 80s,
he was the
90s?
Number three in the Air Force. I don't know.
I think he helped out with some of that.
I think it's more military intelligence than anything, right. But I wouldn't swear to it. But, you know, because of that executive order that Trump signed in September of 18, the DNI, which is Ratcliffe, has 45 days to send in a report regarding election interference, and that's going to be very interesting. And, you know, Barr has reinstated federal executions. You know, they've already put about 10 or 12 of them to death.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're talking about people who have been on death row for decades, right?
Yeah, but this is federal execution.
Right.
Okay. And what the mainstream media has been doing is a psyop against us. First, it was the Russian collusion, and then it was the impeachment.
Well, but Flower Child, I mean, you keep sending me all this black helicopter stuff. I was watching the Iron Bowl, have you know, and they did a preview for 60 minutes, and there was that serious anchorman, Scott Pelley of CBS, interviewing Chris Krebs. Why did the president fire you, sir? I thought you said this is the most secure election in history.
Well, he's guilty of treason, too. He's right up there with them. I mean, you know who was on his board of advisors? The Chris Krebs guy?
Hmm.
Dominion Software?
Yes,
Seidel? Microsoft? You know, you just name all the deep state creatures, and that's who was on his, advisory board. I mean, give me a break. But it's going to come out, and everybody, there's a plan, and you just have to trust Trump. And I'm getting a little tired of Americans not standing up for Trump in America. If you let Biden in there, which he's not going to be in there, but why would you even agree to that? I mean, that's like giving over your country to China.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you look into Tony Blinken, this new Secretary of State Biden.
Oh, my gosh. These people want to destroy America. And Trump took an oath to defend this country from foreign and domestic people. And that means not giving in until they prove this fraud. I don't care about any deadline that they might have coming up. But
like I said earlier, the date is not certain, but about 2 weeks here. That's your window. Two more weeks of can they prove anything in the court of law. And actually, they're going to get from Pennsylvania out of the Third Circuit to the Supreme Court pretty quick here. Thank you to the district and circuit court judges who quickly denied those motions.
Yes, it's going to go to SCOTUS, and SCOTUS is going to send it back to the states, and then the states are going to vote Trump in, is what I think the plan is, but who knows. Jack, send me an email if that didn't show up. It's like the first 30 minutes is the interview with General Flynn, but it's just blah, blah, blah stuff. It doesn't get, McInerney gets interesting about 40 minutes in, you know, more of the details. And this is for Red Top. Sessions did everything he could. Do you not know how deep the deep state is? I mean, we're talking about 10 and 20 people deep. And, I mean, haven't you seen? How can you have a trial in Washington, D.C., and expect to convict any of these people on anything? That's why Sessions hired Durham and Hoover and everybody else, you know. He got them in states like Connecticut and Utah and Texas and Arkansas away from Washington, D.C., because just like Judge Sullivan yanked General Flynn's chain around for a year and a half, you see what happened. And I tell you what, who's got a civics book that they need to send to Tommy Tuberville?
In what regard? Why do you say that?
Do you know what the three branches of government is for Tommy Tuberville? House, Senate, and Executive. Look it up.
Okay, Flower Child, let's quit bashing Tuberville. He's going to be our senator.
Well, I think you should have a senator that knows what the three branches of government are.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see if there was an interview where he said that, but...
The people up north ate him alive, and he called the Nazi socialist. So, anyway, I'm sorry, but I will defend Sessions to my dying breath.
Well, that's fine, but you don't have to bash Tuberville.
You don't think it's bad that a state senator doesn't know what the three branches of government are?
Well, there you go. He's not a state senator. He's a U.S. senator.
I mean, state of Alabama, Jack.
I know. Well, if he said that, somebody needs to school him and say, don't say stupid stuff like that.
Well, they did. They ate him up. Bye. Love you.
Bye, Flower Child.
Love you more. Love your hair. Hope you win.
272-9228. Wait, somebody misspoke in an interview? That never happens to us. We never misspeak, Jack.
Isn't that the truth?
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you have old videotapes, folks, VHS, Betamax, even old film reels, 8mm, 16mm, old slides, you can get all of those brought into the digital future, making them easier to share, easier to access and watch. It's not like those tapes just collect dust over the years. They do deteriorate over time. So before you lose those memories that you took the time to film, why not preserve them? And it's a great idea for Christmas. The gift of nostalgia, sharing those old home videos on Christmas Day with the whole family around the state, around the country, or wherever your family members might be. Why not share those old home videos brought into the digital future? Dan Black Studios can also help you out with a video production from the ground up, TV commercial, online branding video, any big presentation you might have for your church or your school. Dan Black Studios is the place that has 38 years of business under their belt. They've earned their professional reputation. So if you're looking for your audio video needs, especially preserving those old memories, call Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Go online to danblackstudios.net or online on Facebook. On the Book of Faces. Y'all check him out today. I'm Joey. He's Jack. Oh, he's already rolled off. How you doing? Eddie in the house.
In the house.
Final hour here on a manic Monday. Ugh. Can't we just stay home?
Tempt me.
We'll be right back.